Okay, this is a continuation of the open session from Friday night. The agenda will continue from there. This is the Pacifica National Board, and I'll ask our recording secretary, Richard Uzzell, to call the roll.
Oh, that's me. Okay. Shiram Agmir?
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Andre Turner?
Present.
Joe Wanzala?
Test.
Present. Sean O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford?
Here.
Summer Reese? Rico Ross?
Present.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Alberto Lorero?
Present.
George Ryder?
Here.
Richard Uzzell? Here. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Kathy Davis?
Here.
Jennifer Jagard?
Here.
Alex Seinberg?
Present.
Alonzo Brown?
Here.
Campbell Johnson?
Present.
Kimberly Orendorf?
Present.
Marcel Reed?
Here.
Jim Bennett?
Afiel listening on phone.
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay. The open session, would someone remind me of when we're supposed to go to lunch? I know it's a bad way to begin a session, but I would like to get the timing of the session clear first. There was a lunch being prepared here, is that, as my recollection is correct? It's the evening. Oh, it's the evening dinner. Okay, so we go to lunch.
There's lunch here as well.
There is lunch here as well. What time would that be, Joe?
I have to check with Grisby. I think, let's say provisionally at 1, but he's here.
Provisionally at 1, okay. There's one adjustment to the agenda that I think we have to make. We put off the election of officers until 12:30, but we have on the agenda as an item that will come up soon, the election of the PNB committees. The officers don't run for all those committees, and we have to do the PNB committee elections after the election of officers. So with your, if there's no objection, we'll move that item to immediately after the election of officers. Hearing no objection, that will be done. The first item on our agenda is acknowledgments. It's the custom of the board to spend 5 minutes acknowledging people who've contributed to the work of the foundation. Does anyone have any acknowledgments to make? LaVarn.
Good morning. This is LaVarn Williams, and I would just like to acknowledge the new board. You guys are going to seem to be starting at a really good pace, getting things done. I'd like to acknowledge the listeners and the staff of WPFW here in Washington, D.C. Really want to thank you, the meeting room, this museum. I think this is the most loveliest meeting room that I have attended in my years when I was also on the board. So again, thank you, Grigsby Hubbard, and thank the staff of PFW. And the staff that's the national office staff here that's making everything work here. Thank you, Otis and John.
Any other acknowledgments?
I'd like to acknowledge Floyd Coleman and all the great art that he has left us around us.
Still alive, and I would add that he began his career in the Atlanta University complex and did a residency at Spelman College, where I was a student and sat under him, along with Romar Bearden and a number of other notables. So it's a pleasure.
So they were keeping good company, right, Afia?
They were indeed. I want to recognize and to acknowledge Grace Aaron and LaVarn Williams for bringing us back from the brink.
Are there any other acknowledgments?
Yeah. I'd like to acknowledge our new ED. I think she's come in with she's tested the waters and come in with the right tone, and I think we all made a great decision in hiring her.
Alberto?
I think that it is fitting. I'm Alberto Loera, board member from Houston. I think it is fitting and proper to spend a few minutes on our friend and educator, passing, and that's Howard Zinn.
Are there other acknowledgments? Bill.
I'd like to thank the 2009 board. Even though there were disagreements, they really worked really hard and appreciate everything that they did for us.
Thank you very much.
No speech.
Are there other acknowledgments? Is there anyone else who would like to get up and take a bow?
Kimberly Arndorf from WPFW would like to give another 1 minute for our brothers and sisters in Haiti.
Are there other acknowledgments?
I'd like to acknowledge the work of so many people at the stations in terms of what they've done for Haiti. Lem leading the charge at KPFA. I think Duane and his crew at Houston have had special fundraisers. Some of our affiliate stations, my home station, WMNF, raised $100,000 in a day just two or three days after the disaster. But many stations have jumped in, and here in Washington, I'm told that they're going to be providing a, so to speak, one-stop shopping for Haitians, which will include immigration lawyers and translators and other assistance that people that are here may need. So for all of those who are jumping in and helping, thank you.
Are there any other acknowledgments?
I'd just like to say, because I think she's taken a lot of heat publicly, but I really think Grace Aaron did a tremendous job last year turning around a lot of problems, and not everyone is happy with how she did it, but I just think we really owe her a debt of gratitude for helping to keep us, you know, from really going over the edge. So I'd like to publicly acknowledge that I think she did a tremendous amount of hard work all at the service of this foundation.
Afia?
I would like to add to the comments or acknowledgments that have already been made with regard to Haiti to acknowledge the various programs that have aired over the years on Pacifica regarding Haiti and the foresight and long view that those programmers had and that Pacifica had as an institution in facilitating that public education.
Are there any other acknowledgments?
I'm sorry. Just want to acknowledge also the programmer from WPFW. I'm blanking on the name. I talked with him last night. who has also been recognized by the Washington Post, CNN, and everyone on his reporting on Haiti over the years.
Would that be
Eves? Eves, right. Yeah, Eves, yeah. And he's also on the board, right, on the local station board?
I believe
okay,
so.
Okay, right. So I just want to acknowledge him that this is Pacifica and this is the talent that we have and we're able to showcase during these times, which are the times always they are present. But just want to acknowledge Eves. Thanks,
you know,
Eves.
It's not popular.
The next item on the agenda is, I'm sorry, Leslie?
Yeah, as long as we're going down that road, I also want to add to that list Margaret Prescott at KPFK, who has been covering and talking about Haiti and interviewing people there for decades. Margaret has been a wonder on Haiti. Thank you, Margaret.
Anybody else? Nia?
Yes, I'd like to also acknowledge that the people, let me just get myself together, the folks at Haiti. And as the song goes, Haiti, I'm sorry. I have quite a few friends who are Haitians. I think one is here, Marquez Osong, who is differently abled. He does the show, Haiti, the Struggle Continues. I'd like to acknowledge him. I'd also like to acknowledge, as Howard Zinn, I notified the board about Howard Zinn. Howard was just a wonderful human being. And I'd also like to acknowledge my friend and comrade, Lynn Stewart, who's still in captivity and is actually struggling every day. And I ask everybody to please try and support her the best you can. Thank you.
Alex?
I'd like to acknowledge a Haitian activist who recently passed away, Daniel Simidor. He was a Haitian activist who was purged from the Struggle Continues show on WBAI some years back.
Kathy?
Thank you. I just wanted to jump on the programming bandwagon and acknowledge and thank in New York City our interim program director, Tony Bates, who's been doing quite an extensive Haiti coverage. And we just completed a week-long special, which included the Nurses Collective that did health issues, included Kim Eyes from Haiti, The Struggle, and also a series very well put together by Robert Knight. Thank you.
Are there any other acknowledgments? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on with the rest of the agenda. The first item is a motion by Richard Zell on disruptions. Richard?
I move that if there are any disruptions that prevent the board from conducting business at an open session of this meeting in an efficient and effective manner, that the PMB will vote to continue this meeting in the closed session room and that the audio from that meeting will continue to be streamed, thus maintaining the meeting's quote-unquote open status. The audio will also be streamed out to the audience and played through the sound system in the public meeting room. The PMB will return to the public meeting room for public comment.
Is there any objection to the motion? Would you like to motivate that, Richard? And then you'll get to speak against it, Leslie.
There have been times where we've lost good parts of a day, if not more than a day, with disruptive public audiences. And this will, if that happens, and I hope it, certainly hope it doesn't, but if it happens, this will allow us to conduct our business and still stream and broadcast this to the audience so that it will remain an open session.
Leslie?
The point of these quarterly meetings is to be accessible to the listeners, and I find this a slap in the face to the listeners at WPFW who've been sitting there in the audience very patiently waiting for us, and to presume that there's going to be a disruption here when, in fact, only one meeting in a decade of PNB meetings has been disrupted, I think is insulting and rude to our listeners. I think this is an unnecessary motion. I don't think it advances the cause, and I don't think it advances our relationship with our listeners, particularly when PFW has been so courteous and so hospitable to us.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes?
This is no way insults anybody. I haven't insulted anybody. I have no intention to insult anybody. This is to get our business done in the proper manner. Thank you.
I didn't suggest you did, Richard. I suggested the motion did.
Okay. We have 5 minutes allotted for discussing this. Please be brief in your comments. I saw Alex first, Kathy, Campbell, and Rico.
Nia.
I'm sorry, Nia.
And I'd like
to be
second.
Who was first?
Nia was first.
Nia.
And then Kathy.
Thank you.
Campbell, Alex, Rico. I'll take last.
Okay.
Thank you, Summer.
No problem. I'll keep
I do understand that we need to conduct our business and that, dissent is okay. Pacifica was built out of struggle and out of dissent. I'm sure a lot of us here as progressives, we have dissented, and that's why we're here. Because if we had not dissented, we would have been part of a mainstream board someplace, and that's why we're here. So I think that we have other ways of asking if people do decide to really air their dissent. There are other ways of asking them respectfully to please be quiet so we can conduct our business. But to isolate ourselves from them and to punish them, because after all, they do pay the bills for the foundation, and people holler and scream all the time everywhere. And I repeat, Pacifica was built out of political struggle and dissent. Remember KPFA, 10,000 people in the street. Thank you. So I have to speak against the motion.
Kathy.
Definitely I wanted to speak in favor of the motion simply and succinctly because actually I'm from the New York City WBAI board, and we experience a great deal of organized disruption, and it does and can in fact prevent business from getting done. And it's not, I don't believe, the listeners who are supporting the network. It's an organized group who have a particular perspective whose objective is to prevent this board from doing work. And we have an obligation to our supporters to conduct the business of this organization.
Campbell, then Alex, Rico, and Summer.
Yes, I have to speak against this motion because...
Campbell, would you grab the mic?
Sure. Thank you. I have to speak against this motion as a member of WPFW and representing it here. I find it to be very onerous and almost amounting to the kind of logic that has taken place in this country, where if maybe somebody in Afghanistan attacks you, you go attack Iraq. And we have not had any problems stemming from WPFW, even though here in our home territory, when name tents are made, even for the second day, we still have those that thankfully are former chair had prepared for us so that we could be identified by people. But I think it's entirely improper to blame WPFW or to take invoke some action that at a meeting at WPFW that has not at all been the result of any actions that have taken place at WPFW.
Alex?
I support some of the statements made by some of my colleagues. We need such a measure in order to protect this board and allow it to function. This is no reflection on anybody in the WPFW listening area. the disruptions that take place are planned disruptions. We're not talking about people getting excited about the proceedings and occasionally yelling out. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about planned disruptions. They're not originating from the WPFW area. This is not a mystery. The people who are behind these disruptions announced their intentions very clearly at the Pacifica National Board meeting in New York. They said they were out to disrupt the foundation. They've been doing it. The WBI LSB has been disrupted every single session we've had for the last 2 years. So this is no laughing matter. This is a serious matter. We have to take measures to allow this board to function.
Rico.
I personally find it offensive that it has come to this where we have to make such motions. And in fact, even though as finely dressed as Brother Randall is back there, he is a security guard, and that we have to go to such measures. At the same time, I was there in New York when chaos pursued, and I understand and agree that dissent is what the station is built upon. And when that chaos was happening, it was a very uncomfortable feeling for me, because listening to some of the things that were being said and the slogans, I felt like I should be on that side as opposed to on the board side in respect to the geography of that room. But I think as board members, our duty is to make sure business gets done. And with that in mind, as long as this motion isn't meant just for KPFK, for this station, because I don't think it's really necessary for this station, but if it's meant more as a policy for all meetings, then I can support it.
Summer.
6 minutes. Well, I will agree with Rico on that one. I think WPFW it has been lovely being here so far, so I think everything will be fine. However, we have the same disruption issues at our local station board, where we can't conduct meetings because of various public conduct, board conduct, public and board conduct together. So I would be fine with this as a standing policy as well, because hopefully it will very rarely need to be employed and shouldn't be necessary here at all. But I don't have a problem with it, because it has to do with whether you continue to conduct business when people are bound and determined to make sure that you cannot continue your meeting, which we have had happen over and over again at many of the signal areas, not this one. So, you know, I don't think this is in any way should be taken as directed at WPFW. It's more just directed in general. So I think if the motion is worded so that it's a standing policy issue, this is what we do if a problem occurs at a PNB meeting, then I can support it also.
We're out of time on this motion. Richard, would you like to read the motion? We're going to go to a vote.
I move that if there are disturbances that prevent the board from conducting business at open sessions of this meeting in an efficient and effective manner, that the PNB will vote to continue this meeting in the closed session room, and that the audio from that meeting will continue to be streamed, thus maintaining the meeting's open status. The audio will also be streamed out to the audience and played through the sound system in the public meeting room. The PNB will return to the public meeting room for public comment.
Okay.
May I
all
offer
in favor?
May I offer an amendment?
No, we're out of time. We're going to go to a vote on this. I'll do it by a show of hands, unless I have some objection to that.
Mr. Chair, I move to extend a minute to let him add his amendment to the motion.
Five seconds would be sufficient.
Second.
I'm sorry, we're out of time on making motions. At this point, the only thing that can be done is either to take the vote. You can actually move to table in the middle of a vote. That's the only other possibility. So, all those in favor, I'm sorry? Is there a second to that? Okay, that's not discussable. All those who wish to table, please raise your hand. Table the motion, yeah. Wait, five. All opposed, please raise your hand. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. 12. The motion to table fails. We're going to go to vote on the... Two abstentions. The motion to table fails. We're going to go to vote on the motion. All in favor of the motion as read, please raise your hand.
Please, George, you have to say roll call vote of the listeners.
I'm sorry. If someone calls for a roll call vote on this, we will have a roll call vote. So,
I so
Richard,
call.
And someone did. it has to be a member of the board, however.
Okay, this is on the motion that's under consideration. Shirama Mir.
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Abstain.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Abstain.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Larrera?
Yes.
George Ryder?
I don't vote unless it's a
contract. I'm sorry. Richard Uzel, yes. Mia Bediako?
No.
Kathy Davis? Jennifer Yeager?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kimberly Orndorff?
No.
Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett? Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Five to four.
Okay, the motion passes as written. It was stated for this meeting. If people want to have this as a standing policy, it can be introduced at a subsequent meeting. Next item on the agenda is also from Richard. It's Richard, would you state the motion?
I'm going to just read a letter that I have for the record here. To the Pacific Foundation Board about a conflict of interest. A possible conflict of interest exists as defined by Article 13, Section 2A, in that Richard Uzel shall be a director on the Pacifica Board while he is being paid by the Board to serve as recording secretary of the Board. Therefore, as per Article 13, Section 3, I am hereby disclosing this conflict of interest and asking that the board find that although a conflict may exist, that is in the best interest of the board to continue to retain Uzel's services as recording secretary while he is also a member of the board. Respectfully submitted, Richard Uzel.
Second.
Let's see, Richard, do you want to motivate the motion or?
That wasn't really a motion. I was just disclosing. I apologize.
I'm sorry. You were disclosing the fact that you have the conflict of interest. Somebody else has to make a motion.
They need to make a motion what they want to do.
Does anyone want to make a motion?
I move that we acknowledge the conflict and keep our member on the board and as our secretary.
Second.
I have a point of information, George.
Yes.
Does it mean that he will continue getting paid?
I think that's what it means. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any conflict of interest. As full disclosure, Richard gets what, $25 an hour for meeting hours? Is that
$25 a meeting hour for these minutes?
Yes.
Could I be on this stack?
Yeah, it's discussable. We have 5 minutes for it. Yes.
Okay. With all due respect to Richard, and it's not personal, but I know that we're really counting our pennies, and if in 2008 we had someone who did it for free. I mean, her minutes were excellent. They were on time. Did we ask if there's someone out there that could volunteer to do this? So I would like to move.
The history of it, as I understand it, is that we had no one to volunteer when Richard offered to do it for $25 an hour. And this was a decision made by the previous board.
No, was it in 08? Remember we had Donna Neiman who did it for free, did it quite efficiently? So
yes, there were people who did it for free previous to that, but at the time that Richard was taken on, which was a decision by the previous board, there was no one who was offering to do it for free. Yes, Summer?
Leslie,
I'm sorry. Leslie, then Summer. Nia, were you finished?
I'd like to come back. I'm just thinking about it being inured to someone. Looking back at the bottom of stuff.
Yes, I'm thinking about it too. And, you know, again, Richard's work has, you know, I have no problem with that, and this is not about Richard per se. I think that it would be incumbent upon this board to do a reasonable search for somebody if we need to pay somebody who is not so conflicted. We found Richard under those circumstances, and I think for that reason we didn't offer to pay a board member. I appreciate his disclosure, and I appreciate his being upfront about this. I think that our due diligence requires more than simple disclosure of a conflict of interest, and I would be interested in Ricardo's comments on this, but I think we do have to make some reasonable efforts to avoid that conflict under law.
Ricardo, do you want to comment on this?
Can you give me that citation?
Okay, we'll get back to that.
Article 13, Section 2 and 3.
Summer, then Rico.
I don't really have a problem with that. I know at our local station board we had to start paying a secretary because you just can't get anybody reliable to do it for free on a regular basis. I don't know here, obviously for the PNB, if we find a volunteer secretary, unless we find a new one in each city that we visit, we have to fly that person out, pay for their ticket, pay for their hotel room, pay for their food, and that's certainly going to cost more than $25 per meeting hour, probably. So we might, you know, negotiate on fees, but either way, we're going to pay for it. So we can get a volunteer who we will have to fly around to our meetings. So unless we do a lot of, you know, the coordinating committee wants to line up a reliable secretary in each city before we get there, which is a possibility. But I'm just saying it is not easy to get people to commit to being a reliable secretary for 3 days of meeting. So paying someone to make sure you've got the notes is basically what you end up doing, no matter who that person is. And we already have to fly board members out here. So I would say we rely on counsel. If he says this is not a material conflict of interest, then I don't personally see any problem with it, because we are going to have to pay to bring someone here, even if they're not on the board. And we already pay to bring the board here. So.
Rico? Yes. Makes sense.
And Rico is next.
Rico, then Sean.
Yeah, I am.
The volunteer auto secretary.
I'm the secretary.
Yeah. So for those of you who are new, we have a secretary for the board. However, the secretary of the board has some official duties in the bylaws. And we have been hiring, our practice has been, because it's a lot of work to put the minutes together, more than any board member has been willing to do for free. We've been hiring secretaries to do it. And Richard Uzel has been hired by the last board to do it, has been doing it since that time. So that's the situation. Let's see, Rico and then Sean.
Right. Summer has stated what I stated, so I'd just like to call the question.
Is there any objection to calling the question on this? Okay. Ricardo, did you want to comment?
Yeah, after Ricardo's, please.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, did you want to? The motion's been called, but we're waiting anyway.
I want to associate myself with the remarks of Summer, and I want to tell everybody that under these circumstances, Richard is a bargain, and his work product and his minutes are superb. So I can't even understand why there's even a vote here, but let's take the vote.
Yes.
Could you clarify that Richard is not paid for the time that he spends after the meeting preparing the minutes?
Yeah, the $25 an hour is, that's all he gets. For a three-hour session, he gets, when he prepares the minutes of that, he gets $75. I have to tell you, because I know, this works out to about $5 an hour for Richard.
I'm ready for you now.
Yes.
The bylaws state that the board shall determine by majority vote of the disinterested directors whether a conflict of interest exists. And if so, whether it is in the foundation's whether it's in the foundation's or a foundation's radio station's best interest to nonetheless enter into the contract or transaction. But in order to enter into that contract or transaction, you need to make the following determinations. One, that the contract or transaction is for the benefit of the foundation. Two, that the contract is fair and reasonable. And three, that the foundation is not likely to obtain a more advantageous arrangement with reasonable effort under the circumstances. And I know you guys have been discussing that now. For example, does it cost more if we're going to be flying someone versus paying $25 to someone who's going to be here?
Yes. I'm going to go to a vote on this. All in favor of, actually, the declaration that we are willing to waive the conflict of interest. How does that go?
The motion would be to approve the hiring of Richard Uzzell as the recording secretary, despite a conflict of interest existing, because this board makes the following determinations: that the contract is for the benefit of the foundation, that it's fair and reasonable, and that we're not, and that the foundation is not likely to obtain a more advantageous arrangement with
so
a substitute.
I'll take that as what we're voting on. I think the sense of it is clear.
I have a point of information, George.
Yes.
Yeah. Could he and Afia alternate so we don't have to spend any money? I guess I'm always watching the money, since we do have two secretaries.
That's not. Well, Afia says no. Okay.
Well, there are two different positions. Afia's is an officer's position of this board.
Right.
Richard's position, which you are voting on, is what's called a recording secretary, just someone that takes the minutes.
And let me say, it is Richard's intention to run for secretary of the board.
So you can attend the nominating.
And so there will be a secretary who will actually take the minutes, who is a member of the board, should this motion go forward. All right. For those of you, all those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. Sixteen. All opposed, please raise your hand. One. I'm sorry? One. I only saw one hand. Okay, the motion passes. Would someone find Richard? Okay. Leslie and, let's see. Richard would ordinarily write this down.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, I told you don't want me to do it.
So the motion was, what did I say just then?
15
to 1 with two abstentions.
Where are you?
Yes. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the CFO report. I'm sorry, is the executive director report. Arlene? Is Arlene here?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Well, there you are. Okay. And we have 20 minutes for this.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you all for being here, and welcome to those of you that are here to attend the open session as guests. We welcome you, too. As we begin 2010, we are seeing the beginning of a new era for the Pacifica Network and for the individual Pacifica stations. I want to thank Grace Aaron, Interim Executive Director and Chair of the Pacifica National Board, for initiating a turnaround for the network and many of the Pacifica stations. As a result of her work, we are seeing many positive changes, particularly at WBAI and WPFW. LaVarn Williams also deserves a great deal of credit for her work at WBAI. In the few short weeks that I have been with Pacifica, I have begun to assess and prioritize the needs of the foundation. My first efforts are to continue steps to increase the fiscal strength of the foundation. I had hoped to spend my first few weeks in Berkeley and familiarizing myself with Pacifica systems and the current financial status. However, on my third day, I was confronted with an emergency that required investigation and immediate decisions, and I faced several more situations in the days that followed. As a result, I quickly became aware of significant financial problems at three stations and saw that a number of deficiencies had been reported to the foundation in the management letter accompanying the 2008 audit. Because stations currently have control over all bank accounts and statements, verification of financial documents and entries under our current system is difficult. The PNB has a fiduciary responsibility to be accountable for all funds received by the foundation. I worked with LaVarn Williams, CFO, and Ricardo DeAnda, Pacifica Council, to develop a plan that would enable us to increase the fiscal accountability of the foundation. This fiscal accountability plan was passed by the PNB, and we will begin implementation shortly. There are additional deficiencies identified in the 2008 audit, and I anticipate more will be identified in the 2009 audit for us to correct. We will be initiating procedures to correct the remaining deficiencies and to develop better coordination and cooperation between the station business managers and the national office. LaVarn will be working closely with all the stations to implement the plan. As we deal with the financial difficulties we face, we must bring our expenses to a level that does not exceed income. We do not have the reserves to do otherwise. This will necessitate careful fiscal management by every unit. I thank the station GMs for their support and commitment to this task. They and their staffs are in a position to deliver the message of peace and social and economic justice to our listeners. I am grateful that Grace Aaron continued the work that she had begun dealing with the CPB funding for this year. Unfortunately, Pacifica CPB funds for 2010 are $1,408,507 compared with $1,591,869 in 2009, a decrease of $183,362. Grace appealed this cut, and we await the outcome of the appeal from CPB. If the funds are restored, it will likely be next year before Pacifica receives them. On a more positive note with CPB, we recently received stimulus funds totaling $153,523.03. Those funds have been distributed to the designated stations. We are preparing CPB, EEO, and CAB reports that are due soon. Again, these reports require careful and timely preparation of information by the stations. Our CPB funding is dependent on these reports being accurate and timely. I have appointed the interim general manager for WBAI, Muriel Tillinghast, to begin February 1st. This will enable LaVarn to carry out her responsibilities as CFO and enable us to implement the fiscal accountability plan. LaVarn and I will be working with Muriel to further stabilize and enhance funding and management at WBAI. I attended the January LSB meeting at KPFA and have attended other KPFA events since arriving in Berkeley. I also spent some time at the KPFA on-air fundraiser for Haiti. I will visit three additional stations as part of this trip to the January PNB meeting. I will meet with LSBs at WPFW and KPFK and with a number of LSB members at WBAI. I have also scheduled meetings with Ursula Rudenberg, affiliate coordinator, Tony Riddle, development director, Amy Goodman, and her staff while in New York. I plan to go to KPFT in March, either for their 40th anniversary celebration or the March LSB meeting. I will be negotiating with Free Speech Radio News regarding funding for 2010. Until I can work out a new contract, we will continue to fund them at the current agreed-upon level. I congratulated WBAI on the air during their 50th anniversary kickoff and appeared as a guest on the KPFA LSB call-in show. I will be pitching on air during the beginning of the WPFW winter on-air drive and appeared on their Community Contact show yesterday. Thanks to John Almela and Lynn Magno for increasing our subcarrier contracts at a time when subcarrier utilization is diminishing. Congratulations to the Pacifica Radio Archives and Brian Deshays, our director, who will be honored by the National Federation of Community Broadcasters with the 2010 Bader Award. The Bader Award is given annually for a single stunning innovation or a lifetime of vital contributions to community radio. This award honors individuals or groups whose work has advanced the vision and values of community radio, whether in programming, management, infrastructure, development, technology, or development of the field. Ahmad Anderson, Interim Human Resources Director, has been working with all of the stations on HR issues and with training. He has been working diligently to ensure that we follow, in quotes, best practices in hiring and firing staff. Sexual harassment and leadership training have been completed by appropriate staff at most of our stations. He is currently gathering organizational charts and utilization of consultants at each Pacifica station. It is important for us to remember that our reason for existence is to serve our radio listeners. Radio, whether broadcast on the traditional FM airwaves or via newer technologies such as internet radio, is our reason to exist as a network. Our mission is to provide programming that furthers peace and social and economic justice. We need to remember this as we deal with each other, that we need to treat each other with respect and dignity. Peace begins in the hearts of each one of us, and we want to do all we can to extend it throughout the globe. We need to make every effort to settle our differences in-house and to avoid expensive legal battles. I want to especially thank Ricardo DeAnda and Grace Aaron for their continuing assistance as I transition to my role at Pacifica. Thanks to the outgoing PNB for their belief in me and their support. Thanks to the many people in Berkeley who have reached out to welcome me, and especially to Lemlem Reggio, Bonnie Simmons, and the national office staff for locating temporary housing and help me find needed services. We can grow the Pacifica network and extend our mission not only locally or nationally, but globally. Viva Pacifica.
Are there any questions or comments for Arlene? Okay, hearing none, it's 12:30. We're going to move to election of offices. The CFO's report will be after lunch, which is scheduled for 1, so we have a half an hour for this. We will do the offices in the order of chair, vice chair, secretary. Are there nominations for the position of chair of the PNB? Sean.
I nominate George Ryder.
I second the motion.
Are there any other nominations for chair? Andrea.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Joe Wanzala.
I respectfully decline. Thank you.
Are there any other nominations for chair? Well, hearing none.
I move that we accept by acclamation.
By acclamation, yes.
He had a hand over there.
Yeah. Yes. Is there a second?
Nominate who?
Campbell Johnson.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Somebody second.
I don't know if would someone remind me of the procedure? Do we just go to a vote? Do we have statements or questions, or what do we do?
Statements and then vote.
Joe should. He's
Joe,
the vice.
You're the past vice chair. Would you conduct the meeting?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, so I think we should probably have a statement. I want to do this. I will make the time to do this. I will do it as fairly as I can. I will do it fairly. And I want to see to it that anyone who has a motion that wants to bring forth to this PNB gets it heard in a reasonable amount of time. Beyond that, I don't know what to say about it. I appreciate the honor of being here to do this. It's being able to support the mission of this institution. I greatly appreciate the privilege.
I will take a stack. I mean, if people well, have questions.
Campbell.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I've been involved with Pacifica dating back to my time in college in the Bay Area, where I was a member of KPFA, and in Washington, D.C. for the past 29 of the 30 years I've been there. I've been a member of WPFW, and I certainly appreciate its music content. I certainly appreciate the public affairs programming, and I've had the very good fortune in recent years to serve on the LSB. I chaired three committees last year, Finance Committee, Inclusion, and the Management Assessment and Search Committees. I've had the interesting experience of being very clear, even though my work in the previously has been as a management consultant as well as in economic development and as a bank controller, to be very clear about the shortcomings and challenges facing Pacifica as it relates to its mission. And my focus would be on helping Pacifica address that mission in accordance with its bylaws. I've unfortunately seen a lot of opportunities for Pacifica to do so go by the wayside because of a certain amount of arrogance among some folks, which I think is an unfortunate situation and is unseemly for Pacifica. So if you were to vote for me, then you would know that I'm devoted to the Pacifica mission, that I believe in operating within the context of the bylaws, and that I have a reputation among even people who are adversaries of mine of fair play and of providing opportunity, especially for folks who do not have a voice, to have a voice and to accomplish positive affirmative results. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell and George. I'll now take a stack for questions and comments. I have Mia, and I think I saw Rico's hand. Anybody else? Okay, Mia, go ahead, please.
Okay. My question is to both candidates. That would the board last year was extremely polarized, and I have to be honest that I think we've made a good start for 2010, and I'm so happy. Oh, my God. It is so refreshing. I'd like to ask both of you, what steps are you going to take to help us to work together, continue working together the way we have been this past weekend, and to make sure you follow the bylaws, be respectful of each other, and since they're both men, make sure that there's no chauvinism, expressed, and just basic things, following the stack and so forth. So what steps are you going to take to make sure you continue down this path of us working well together? Thanks.
I'm sorry.
I know you don't want to be the chair.
I thought. Well, George, go ahead.
Well, I think Campbell,
whoever wants. Well, Campbell.
Yeah,
Fair enough.
Okay. The steps that I would take would include providing a specific opportunity for folks to evaluate our meetings once the meetings are done, both the participants as well as people in the community to evaluate our meetings and provide written input in regard to that. I believe that our Committee of Inclusion should take this information and provide a substantive report to the PNB so that we can really assess our progress in this regard. Amongst other things as well, and people on NFC remember my doing so last year, when we had a loan to consider, what I had suggested, because a number of people did not understand what a business plan was. I've worked with them professionally, and I've provided the membership with a business plan. I've done that sort of thing on a continuing basis. So the notion of providing specific substantive opportunities to ensure inclusion and proper consideration of views is something that's near and dear to my heart and something that I have specific plans on doing and would certainly welcome other ideas in regard to moving forward. This is one of the things I think that Dwight Eisenhower did, who was a man with a 100 IQ, but he was a great, great man because he got smart people around him and he was able to listen to these smart people. And that's, I believe, God gave me two ears and one mouth with that idea in mind.
Thank you. Well, I have to actually second much of what Campbell said. I think a large part of this role is listening to people, getting clear about what they want, what they need from the board, and facilitating that that happens. I see the role here as being a facilitator. As far as the bylaws are concerned, I'm committed to strengthening this institution in every way possible. We need to pass this down to people subsequently where the rules of the institution are so embedded in the practice and the consciousness of the people who are participating that it is, in fact, an institution that we do not have to spend the time that we have spent in the past wrangling over these things.
Thank you.
Okay, Rico?
I'd like to commend both candidates for stepping up to the plate because it's a very stressful and time-consuming position often. With respect to both candidates, the board, and time, I call the question.
Any objection to calling the question? Hearing? Sorry.
I don't actually know that calling the question as such is an order because it's an election. So we'll just finish the stack. There's only one person left in the stack, and then somebody will hand out the ballots. So, Summer, your next question.
Respectfully, I've served on the National Finance Committee for 2 years, and Campbell was on it this last year, but I found the frequent digressions and essentially condescension towards other members very difficult to deal with, and I don't feel that will be helpful in a chair. I think that we need very, very straightforward, just running the meeting, and it's not about all these other things. It's about, you're not on the calls, Leslie, so, I mean, it's just last year on, and I don't even want to get into whether being properly seated or even on that committee, but in terms of the bylaws and the rules and all this, I think the chair's job is to run the meeting, run it efficiently and fairly to everyone, and to make sure that everyone gets properly heard. And I think so far, George, although I don't know him, has been doing a very good job of that. And it's not—I feel, Campbell, that you like to extrapolate on things very much, and I think that's fine in lots of motion situations.
Questions or comments?
Questions or comments? I served for a year on. Anyway, I'm not in any way trying to be. You know, it's just I really feel that this is a job of. No, I'm not trying to trash him. I just feel that it's really important that
we
have
be recognized, Joe.
Very fair-minded.
Someone finish on with this.
Sorry. Anyway, I just whoever the chair is, I want them to simply do the chair's job and not tell us a lot of other commentary besides. So I really think that so far this meeting has been run very smoothly, and I hope that he will continue to do that. And I hope we can serve in other capacities, but I just think the chairmanship is a very particular, takes very particular types of tasks. So I would like to support him.
Mr. Chairman?
You're rising in a point of, I take it. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to respond to that. I've been through one and, let's say, two-thirds budget. One and two-thirds budget cycles with the Finance Committee. And I do recall on several occasions when terminology that's terms of art for finance was used incorrectly, like solvency, where the issue should have been liquidity. I'd wait for a half an hour or so, and then I would try to bring up what was correct in that regard. And there are a number of other instances that I think we had a number of questions, and looking at our financial challenges right now, I think some of those could have been, perhaps we could have, as a National Finance Committee, adopted things a little bit more
effectively. I would mention also that I've been chair of an organization, two organizations that have become national professional organizations, National Black MBA Association, Urban Bankers Coalition of the Delaware Valley, which became a national organization. I've served on national boards, and I've served as chair of national boards, and both for-profit and non-profit.